Alarmed by a sharp rise in opioid deaths last year in the third largest city in Massachusetts, officials have taken steps to try to lower the fatality rate. After years of efforts to begin a needle exchange program in Springfield, Tapestry Health started operating one in a strip mall storefront in February. The organization is also distributing opioid overdose antidote kits containing naloxone, which is known by the brand name Narcan.
We're in homeless encampments, we're in shooting galleries, we're in alleyways, we're in downtown, we're in bus terminals, we're pretty much everywhere where we're needed.
Pedro Alvarez of Tapestry estimated that about 200 overdose kits a month are being given out in Springfield.
Every day we try to target a different area on a daily basis. We try to target this area on different times as well. So we might hit it in the morning on a Monday and then come back on a Thursday evening at the same area and just try to hit different people and make sure we're not missing anybody.
From 2017 to 2018, as the number of opioid-linked deaths declined statewide, the number of fatal drug overdoses among Springfield residents more than doubled, according to statistics from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. In the same period, Springfield had a 27% increase in non-fatal overdoses. In March, Springfield police began carrying Narcan. In one 28-day period this year, the police recorded a 56% increase in drug overdose calls compared to the same period last year, according to Police Sergeant Brian Elliott.
And then we are administering Narcan, in record amounts.
Elliott, speaking at a meeting of the Springfield City Council's Health and Human Services Committee, said fentanyl is the drug found in the vast majority of overdoses. State law requires hospitals to discuss treatment options with overdose survivors in the emergency department, but most patients choose not to talk about it, according to Aaron Daly, Director of Emergency Services at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield. She said there's been success in contacting these patients or their family members after they've gone home.
This effort is the way that we need to move. Post-overdose mortality increases by 40%. To not make a concerted effort to find the individual, I think is putting the most highest risk community members in even more risk because we're not even looking for them and trying to offer them assistance.
Helen Colton-Harris, Springfield's Commissioner of Health and Human Services, said focus groups she's attended with drug users reveal a frustration in trying to find treatment services in Spanish.
Really what I heard is that classism is alive and well in our treatment modalities and in our systems.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman said the region continues to suffer from an overall shortage of places where people can obtain treatment for substance abuse and long-term recovery help.
For the last year, as the chairman of this committee, I have continued to hear from experts on the ground that there are not enough resources for individuals who are seeking treatment, that are in the mindset to seek treatment. To get it here in the western part of the state is unacceptable.
Last month, the state's health department reported that opioid-related overdose deaths fell 6% in the first 9 months of 2019 compared to 2018. The department did not release updated figures on overdose fatalities in individual municipalities. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.